ritual itself is it's very particular in certain ways. You know, there's the litany of the saints, there's the gospel readings, there's all these kind of things. And then in the heart of the ritual are the exorcism prayers. You know, there are two different types. One is the depreciatory, which is the exorcist entreating God to come down and help the person, sort of a minor form of exorcism. And then the more direct imperative prayer is, I cast you out, foul serpent, and all those kinds of things. So that's kind of the meat of the prayer. And the exorcist will use various tools that they have. They'll use their stole, touch the person. They'll use holy water to, you know, rubbing oil on their forehead. All these kind of tricks that they've learned. And I go into that in the book. And this is something that Father Gary Thomas saw himself. He was participating in exorcisms. He didn't know anything about it. If you read about the ritual, it doesn't tell you how an exorcist goes about performing it. So he had to see them. And when he was watching them, he had all sorts of questions. You know, why is the exorcist doing this? Why is he doing that? Some exorcists will blow on people. A quick puff of air. Every exorcist has their own style, and every exorcism is said to be different. So they begin the exorcism. In Italy, they see many people, so they don't have time to really go into the full exorcism. Father Gary, in America, he has more time. He hasn't been seeing that many people, so he performs the ritual as it's written down with the litany and everything. You know, the ritual itself allows the exorcist to vary the prayers, and that's because every demon is said to be different, and the exorcist is supposed to probe and find what makes what gets the strongest reaction out of the demon. So I've seen exorcisms where the exorcist was saying, you know, humble yourself before the Lord. And that was something that got a really strong reaction, you know, this cursing and wailing and no, and all those kinds of things. And so the exorcist will keep saying it, humble yourself before the Lord, humble, you know, these kind of things. So, and they're very calm. I think people assume that the exorcists are violent, but that's not true. The exorcists are very calm. They put their hand on top of the head. They begin the ritual by invoking the Holy Spirit. They put their hand on top of the person's head, and then they just pray the ritual. They know it by heart, so they're just sort of mumbling it under their breath in Latin. And then you do get these weird reactions. You get the person who's trying to hit their hands off. The face will change, become very evil. Sometimes the facial muscles will become unnaturally rigid. I had a case where an exorcist that I find to be incredibly credible, an American exorcist, who almost doesn't believe in demonic possession, he saw a woman levitate 4 inches off a chair. The exorcist that I followed in Italy said that he had seen a woman who was sitting in a chair. The exorcisms I saw, the people were sitting in a chair in a small room where their chair was back to the wall. So, by the way, it was also inside a cemetery, which seems kind of strange, but this was a Capuchin priest. So the Capuchins are responsible for the cemeteries in Rome. And they had this room basically jutting out into the cemetery. So you'd look out the window and you'd see a row of mausoleums. And this room was very small and the wall was all scratched up and it was kind of foreboding, to say the least. And in this room, I didn't see this, but the exorcist I interviewed told me many stories, and this is one of them, that he saw a woman, and actually this isn't in the book, but he saw a woman put the back of her head against the wall and then levitate up, so to speak, her feet coming up. And you can see all sorts of weird smells. You can hear this guttural voice. I heard it myself. It's very unnatural. It doesn't sound human. I mean, it doesn't sound like something a human can make. It has an animal quality to it. It definitely creeped me out. But these are rare. I mean, right. The majority of exorcisms are very mild. People are just coughing. Yawning is another one. Drooling. They're crying. They can sit there, be rigid. And in fact, when Father Gary saw about 80, Father Gary Thomas saw 80, when he went to see them, the first night he saw about 7, and they were all of these kind of mild nature, you know, person crying or coughing, lots of coughing, even some belching, but not a normal burp like you just had a beer, but something that's sort of coming up from the stomach. And he, you know, he went home on the bus and he thought, is this real? Is it made up? I mean, this didn't seem, it didn't match up in his mind what he expected to see. And then later, He saw a case that I documented in the book, a very, very strong case that scared him, but also reinforced that this is a reality. And in this case, the woman's eyes remained open, because usually the people clench their eyes tight, and then the exorcist will open their eyes. And this is in the film, The Rite, that's just out now. The exorcist will open their eyes, and you see the whites of the eyes. And in this case, though, Father Gary saw a person's eyes that were open, and she looked at him, and he described the eyes as being like Coke bottles, very unnaturally thick and black. And he said it was it's like the gaze of evil is just penetrating into him. And it was a very emotional experience for him.